fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th day of July. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to please consider gaining competence and owning primitive weapons, including knives, tomahawks, recurve bows, longbows, crossbows, spears, and slingshots. All those things. It's fun. It could become a hobby for you. They could be useful in predators. Dealing with predators, things that might be trying to eat up your tomatoes, for example, and also in self-defense. So good skill sets to have, good weapons to have, and I encourage all of you to check those out and become competent and owners of those primitive weapons. We're patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. Jim has become a prolific author and also a radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim. Hello, Jim. Is Jim there? I'm not hearing anything. Okay. Jim is supposed to be with us. He was all set up, ready to go, and we're getting silence instead of Professor McCanney. Okay, well, if Jim gets with us, we will bring him on. In the meantime, we'll talk a little bit about the prepper tip of the day. Well, first of all, knives. Knives are part of our daily life. Chances are you've got quite a few knives, kitchen knives, pocket knives, and so forth. And that's pretty much what you'd find in most American homes most of the time. In fact, most homes worldwide, you'll find a collection of knives for various purposes. Handy, handy tools. When it comes to knives as a weapon, that's a slightly different matter. Knives can be used to defend yourself against aggressive animals. Not my first choice, but it would be a choice, better than bare hands. Knives can be used to defend yourself against aggressive criminal human beings. Once again, not my first choice, but better than bare hands. You really never, ever want to get into a knife fight. I mean, that's something you never want to do, ever. You're going to get cut. I don't care what kind of kung fu knife fighting training you've got. You're going to get cut. And it's the possibility of serious injury or death is very great. Moving on from there to tomahawks. Well, tomahawks, our variations thereof, we mostly think about American Indians when it comes to tomahawks. But axes and tomahawks have been used as weapons for many, many centuries in many cultures. They're very effective both as tools and as defensive weapons. Jim and Candy, are you there, sir?
Yes, John.
Okay, we lost you for a few minutes. Welcome back aboard. I gave my introduction and we had silence. So, Jim, a lot going on in the world, both geopolitical matters worldwide as well as matters here in the United States. What's on your radar this morning, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, John, I just got back from a foreign country and went through many roadblocks, military roadblocks, things like that, and was involved in witnessing some more man-made earthquakes. I was coming through one country where there's a tremendous amount of unrest, civil unrest, and I'm not going to go through it because I don't want to really describe all the places I've been in the last week. But the world is just coming apart at the seams. The chaos, we're about to head into that, into the United States. And that's how they take down third world countries. They create chaos. They create economic chaos. You get one group fighting another one. Then you bring in the military to maintain the peace. And all of a sudden, you basically have martial law, whether you call it that or not. Obama wants to have a national police force now because of Dallas. That's typical in a lot of third world countries. The push to get the United States into a third world status and do this all over the world. They're putting NATO forces on the eastern border of Europe. They want to attack Russia for no reason. There's no reason to attack Russia, but they're trying to do it because what they want is their one world government, and they're losing it. They have been losing their grip for a while. So what you're seeing is the bankers, the CIA going ballistic, going goofy with everything. They're pulling every hat out of every rabbit hat that they got. And that's what's going on. So the world is about to just descend into utter chaos. It's doing it right now.
Well, this whole thing with Donald Trump is a fly in the ointment. He's an uncontrolled person. He obviously, clearly does not need the money. In fact, he's spending his own money. He's not even, he just recently began soliciting money, I think more to make him look like a normal candidate than anything else.
But it's a lot of money. It's requiring, it runs up to $1 billion when you start into the heat of the fall. So, yeah, he's obviously looking for money, and people criticize, well, where is he getting the money from and things like that. But he doesn't owe people favors. It's not like they're buying him or anything like that. I mean, it's, exactly. But you're right, though. That's a fly in the ointment. But here's the problem. You could even deal with something like that, but the population is waking up. You know, you have states ready to break out of the union. You have the European Union falling apart, and that was one of the big mainstays of the European bankers, believe it or not. The day after Britain left, the prime minister resigned. Well, why is that? Because, he couldn't control that country. And they had a paper vote. And it wouldn't have gone through if they had voting machines like in the U.S. The whole thing with Hillary Clinton, with the Bushes backing Hillary Clinton and a lot of Republicans, that's the old guard. If she goes to prison, they all go, they're going to be a lockstep behind her. You know, all the Bushes, because, in Obama, I was going to mention that the email server of Clinton, they had to pardon her. Because who was she emailing? All of those people have private email servers. That's how they run the government. They don't run the government through secure servers where there's a record. It's all done behind the scenes. She ran the whole Benghazi taking down Libya from that private server. you know.
There's the smoking gun evidence right there, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, and so the point is, you know, the whole government, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what you call the shadow government. You know, the visible part of the government is just that. You know, the CIA drug trade, the human trade, all of this stuff that's going on. And, you know, the nice little old lady out there, you know, there's one woman told me back in when George Bush Jr. was running. She said, she came into this place where I was working. She goes, I'm going to vote for George Bush. And I go, oh, really? Why? She said, well, I saw him holding hands with his wife, and it was so sweet. I'm just going to vote for him. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, people have no clue. People are walking on absolutely clueless. They don't know what the issues are. They don't know who these people are. These people are crooks, criminals, and pathological liars. You know, that's why they're there. You know, it's just incredible. But my main point is, you know, if you remove those people, if you remove Hillary Clinton, there'd be 24 people behind her that'd be willing to do the same thing or more. So you have to understand that they use these people because they're pathological liars, they're egomaniacs, they have small egos, they want to work their way up in the world, you know. And Hillary Clinton owes her soul to the devil and worse. She would do anything. I mean, she lies about little things. You know, when they were asking her about the email server, she said, oh, that mainly was emailing Bill. And then they got a video clip of Bill, and he goes, I don't even email. I don't even use email, never have. And she's talking about 150 emails a day that she's sending to Bill on Secretary of State time. I mean, come on, boys and girls. You know, who are these emails going to? You can't cross the secure server government servers with private servers. You can't send or receive. So who's she emailing? That's the question. And what's in the emails? You know, and they allowed her to erase them and then cover it up. And Comey or whatever his name is from the FBI. You know, I mean, this is, they couldn't let this out of the bag. Because it would just open up the Pandora's box of all the people she emailed. Well, how come these people have private servers? The president, the, you know, Secretary of the Defense. You know, just imagine all the people she's emailing with all of this information about the government and Benghazi and Libya and, you know, the false flags that they put up there to take down Libya because they were creating a monetary system. All of the operations and the dirty laundry of the government would come out. They had to pardon her. You know, in the day after, she gets on Air Force One with Obama, and they look like they're skipping through the rose patch together, smiling and waving and just happy as, you know, the Bobbsey twins. But, you know.
Yeah. It's, well, this email server thing is clearly a matter of national security. There is evidence there of the former Secretary of State committing treasonous acts against the United States, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Most likely,
cutting arms deals for backdoor, you know, donations to her Clinton Foundation.
That's right.
Oh my God! This is the Secretary of State.
Well,
she burned her daily schedules.
You know, Jim, our mutual friend, Dr. Bill Deagle, says that Hillary Rodham Clinton, her bloodline comes from a centuries-old bloodline of European witches and warlocks, which, given what she's doing, that's kind of fits, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, just... and she does all the things that pathological liars do. It's like she waits 6 months, is in hiding, and then she comes out and she says, well, that's all old history. What are you talking about that for? You know, that's a pathological liar. You know, first they lie, then you catch them in the lie, and then they go, oh, well, I don't want to talk about that. What do you, then they get mad at you, you know, or whatever. They change the topic. You know, those are, you know, symptoms of a pathological liar. You want this person president? You know, I mean,
right. I know. It is amazing. It is truly amazing that this woman. I use pretty strong language in private to describe her in private, words I can't use on the radio. The first word is evil, and the second word begins with a B, and you can fill in the blank. We're in deep, deep trouble if this woman becomes the next president of the United States. Not that we're in deep trouble, aren't in deep trouble anyway, but if this woman becomes president of the United States, we're in very deep trouble. Hopefully there would be a Republican majority in both the Senate and the Congress to offset her evil proclivities. But I think most people that are looking at this carefully would agree with me that we're in deep trouble if this woman does become president, aren't we, Jim?
Yeah, I said a long time ago that the fix was in. You know, and when they relieve her of any guilt for this email server deal, it's just like these people can do whatever they want. It's like Billy during the Monica Lewinsky deal. He just laughed at it. It was like, hey, I've been doing this my whole life. That's what Billy says, you know. Isn't nobody, you know, he had, you know, nobody was going to bother him. He had, you know, the courts, that was all controlled. No, you know, and there was a lot of controversy, and they always do this. Within 6 months of the end of a term, they go, we got to impeach him. Well, I think it's a little late after 8 years. But yeah. Obama has been very busy. But, yeah, they're really worried. And so they're pulling out all the stops. You know, the shooting in Dallas, all of the stuff that's coming in the next few days in the United States, you know, the race war stuff. And, of course, this is how they take down third world countries. This is the standard formula. You create race riots. You get two groups to oppose each other. They start shooting. Oh, we got to bring in the military. Then all of a sudden you got martial law. Then, hey, then you got to, you know, nobody can say anything. The United States is really cruising for a bruising here. And it isn't going to be fun. Plus, they have the NATO troops on the border with Europe right now. You know, they want to start a war with Russia because Russia isn't being a good partner. It's the whole world is topsy turvy, upside down. You know, Latin America is just being devastated. Absolutely being devastated. Every country in Latin America is just being turned inside out and upside down. There they do it economically and militarily all at the same time. The world bankers are very desperate, and they want their one world government. The United States is a big problem, and what they have to do is create the race wars to divert the topic. And say, oh, this is all, you know, this is all orchestrated. There's no question about it.
It is, of course, orchestrated. And apparently this creating a alleged crisis involving the police that's been used successfully in other countries, in particular in the Ukraine. Everything over there began with hammering on the police for alleged things, alleged police misconduct, which was the beginning point of everything else. And what's going on in this country with the police is more of the same. They make allegations, creating a crisis, and then what they really want is a solution for the crisis that has been fabricated. The solution in this case is a federalization of major city police departments. They're not going to get these small towns and county sheriffs to go along with what they're doing. Well, their goal is to get the major cities become under federal control, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, because the sheriff in a big city has a lot less control than say out in the country where you have a small town, the sheriff, and there's a lot of land, rural area. The sheriff has a lot more control than he does in the city. In the city, the sheriff is, you know, delivering eviction notices, you know, things like that. So the sheriff, if the sheriff came in and says, "Hey, I'm boss here," they'd go, "Who are you? You're the sheriff."
That's right. Hold that thought, Jim. We have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LAND. Landho 1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at landho.tv. LANDHO.TV right now.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Okay, we are back. Let's get over back. Jared Moore here, visiting Professor James McKinney. Website is on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, your weekly radio show talks about the show when people listen to the archives. Please, sir.
Yes, John. First of all, how's the sound? Is it
okay, we have an audio situation here. Very, very, very bad. Try it again, Jim.
Yeah, John, 1, 2, 3, can you hear me?
I don't know how to describe what's going on, but it sounds like you're under water.
You do. Try and connect again. Have them call me.
Okay, we'll have a reconnection situation going on here. Well, while Jim is getting reconnected, you don't understand my circumstances, but I can't make assumptions that you're all there. That what's going on the national level with these Black Lives Matter protests and everything connected to them is not a spontaneous outpouring of emotion. Okay, Jim, give us another one. Give us a count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, this, if we cannot proceed with this audio, we need to do something else. Oh, okay, people. We're live. We're back. We're having some technical difficulties. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We're still trying to make a connection with Professor McCann. I got a break coming up here in about 2-3 minutes or so. We got a caller on hold. We got Cliff in Canada. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning. Hello, how are you?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was actually amazed to hear Professor Jim, the astrophysicist, talk about geopolitical things. I was getting ready to ask him about Planet X.
Well, he certainly will entertain those questions anytime.
No. I like the current subject matter a lot better because that's right up my alley. I've been a longtime listener and a supporter of RBN back to the Robbie Noel days. And I think one thing that a lot of people seem to be missing in this whole Hillary Comey affair is that James Comey was a director of the HSBC when they were funneling hundreds of million dollars to the Clinton Foundation. And
isn't that special?
Hillary's got Comey by the short and curlies. I don't know. Maybe because I'm up in Canada, I'm not as censored with some American stuff. We all know our stuff gets censored anyway. But the reason I'm calling today is because it seems that the body count behind Hillary is climbing now. I figured the United Nations official who decided to crush his own windpipe before testifying against her was pretty rich. But now 27-year-old computer guy Seth Rich, who worked for Hillary and the DNC, who discovered her buy your own position in my government for a donation campaign and was getting ready to testify against her, he just got shot down.
Why am I not surprised? You want to hold on to the break, Cliff?
Okay, yeah.
We've got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. At my website, you'll find interesting free downloads there, things that will help you, inform you, educate you, and so forth. Check out all the interesting articles there if you would. And, of course, my favorite product, the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. Last time I visited a medical doctor for anything other than a mandatory life insurance checkup, was 1985, 31 years ago. Last time I had a pharmaceutical prescription was 31 years ago. The Energy Cleaner helps me to have the life that I have, and it can help you also. Check it out. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. And I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. You can read up and research the patent application information, the great testimonials, and, of course, check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. And, by the way, PayPal now takes payments. If you don't have a PayPal account and need to set one up, it's really handy. MasterCard, Visa, and checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Professor McKinney is not able to reconnect with us, so we'll just continue the show. And we still have Cliff from Canada on hold. You still there, Cliff?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay. Well,
I'm here.
Your perspective in Canada is a bit different from us in the lower 48, isn't it, sir?
Well, it is a little bit, but let me share, if I may backtrack for a second, back to your prepper tip of the day with basic weapons or tools or whatever.
Primitive weapons. Yes.
Primitive weapons, yeah. If anyone does have a knife, a Bowie knife, a machete, an axe, a hatchet, you can also cut down a small sapling tree, sharpen the end, and you have a spear.
That's right.
And a spear is a handy little weapon to have, too. And
absolutely.
One of the best prepper's tips I have to share with people is listen to what you hear on RBN. I've been listening to the station for over 10 years. As a result of things I learned on RBN, I sold everything I had in the big city. I moved north into the middle of the boreal forest. I have my own vegetable garden. I make my own colloidal silver and give it out free to all my friends and anybody who wants it. And as a result of RBN, I got some incredibly valuable information that I believe will help me protect me and my family in the future. and people can't just listen to the station and go, oh, yeah, a bunch of conspiracy theorists. No, listen, the system is going down. There isn't a fiat currency system that has ever survived in history, and we are living in truly historic times. I'm not afraid of what's coming. I'm excited about what's coming because not everybody gets to see a great country or world collapse like this. These are going to be truly historic times, and if you're prepared, you don't have to be afraid. Just be prepared.
Absolutely. Well, Cliff, I got a question for you. You may or may not know the answer. How difficult, or is it even possible, for a private citizen in Canada to own a pistol and keep it in their home?
I used to be a police officer out on the West Coast, and while I was a cop, I bought myself a beautiful Smith & Wesson Model 28 Highway Patrolman with a 6-inch barrel and a target hammer and a target trigger, and I competed in combat competition shooting for a couple of years and loved it. When I moved back to the east side of the country and took my revolver in to register and do the paperwork, they informed me that if I ever wanted to take it out to the range to go shooting, I would have to apply for a conveyance permit 3 days before I wanted to go. I would have to list exactly what time I would be taking the revolver out of the gun locker, how many rounds of ammunition I was taking with me, what route I was taking to the range, what time I would show up at the range, how many rounds I intended to fire, how many casings I intended to pick up, what time I was leaving the range, what route I was taking home, and what time the gun would be back in the gun locker. And if I was caught by a cop, anything off that approved schedule, I could get 5 years in jail. So I sold my 357 Magnum. I wasn't going to put up with that.
Well, that is so tragic. Of course, the premise is that criminals will certainly abide by these silliness, and they will not make illegal use of pistols, will they?
Oh, of course. At the same time, I knew a guy who drove an orange Corvette who kept one in the glove box just in case he needed it.
Well, there's a yellow Corvette in my neighborhood, a custom license plate that says, "Yes, officer."
Hey, I have also noticed this increased attack on Donald Trump. Justice Ginsburg saying that she's going to move to New Zealand if he becomes the president. And this morning on CNN, they interviewed some shyster salesman who worked for Trump College trying to slam Donald Trump because his college had a shyster salesman, you know.
Right. Well, getting back to Canadian laws now and culture. Now, in the United States, criminals bring heroin and cocaine into the United States by the ton on a daily basis. Would it be a fair assessment that similar activity happens in Canada, sir?
Well, I have to say that I believe the big difference is that in the United States, most of the drugs are imported from Colombia and from Afghanistan by the U.S. military and the U.S. government. I don't believe that the Canadian government is as involved in marketing of drugs because we don't use it to finance black projects like the CIA and NSA do. So.
Understood. And I agree with what you're saying, sir, but the question is, are illegal drugs brought into across the Canadian border into Canada on a daily basis?
Oh, absolutely. We have got the longest unprotected border between two countries in the world. You can pretty much drive through anywhere. You know, they hit some of the big major hotspots, but there are plenty of borders out in the country where you can just about drive through and there's nobody standing at the kiosk.
Exactly. Now, that said, now with your experience in law enforcement, criminals, man, I've been a criminal defense investigator myself for 43 years. Criminals may be a lot of things, but the kind of criminals we're talking about, they are meeting market demand. There's a market demand for these drugs in Canada. Otherwise, why would they bother bringing them in?
Right.
My premise is that if there's a market demand for handguns, whether it's the United States or Canada, the criminals that move the drugs would also move pistols to meet market demand and make a profit. They don't care what they sell. as long as they make a profit, do they, sir?
No, I can absolutely attest to that. I met a young 14-year-old lad down in Hamilton, Ontario, who showed me a 45 automatic that he said he bought on the street for $200 that came from a gun shop robbery in Detroit. And that was in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. So he said, yeah, we just got to hook up with the Bloods or the Crips, and we can get our guns from them. So absolutely it moves north.
Well, of course it does. Now, what you and I are talking about is from experience, from reality. Is there a disconnect in the Canadian Parliament with reality, sir, that they pass these laws?
Well, there's Stephen Harper, our last prime minister, actually abolished the long gun registry. He was an Alberta cowboy from out west, so he had a lot of guys interested in keeping their long guns to themselves, and he abolished the long gun registry, and one of our provinces, Quebec, fought to try and keep their part of the gun registry, but the Canadian government deleted everything before the court finished saying they could. And so the long guns are no longer being registered up here, but I mean, we just don't get as many shooting deaths as in the United States. People don't resort to their guns to kill each other as much up here.
Well, that's a matter of culture and demographics. It's not a matter of the availability of firearms, in my opinion. What do you think, sir?
Oh, no, we can, I mean, pretty much anybody can go. You have to have an FAC, which is Firearms Acquisition Certificate, which involves a criminal background check and a training program and certification. And then if you want to go hunting with it, you also have to apply and get a hunting license. And then depending on what you're hunting for, you also have to get a tag for what you want to kill. So, I mean, it is pretty tightly controlled, but if you're not a criminal and if you don't have a history of violence in the criminal courts or anything like that, you do not have a problem acquiring a long gun in Canada.
Right, right. Well, is there, and I'm not aware of what's going on in terms of political discourse and lobbying efforts, is there, I'm sure there is, a Canadian equivalent of the NRA, isn't there, sir?
Not that I'm aware of.
Really?
There is no national gun or rifle. There are hunting groups, but like Ducks Unlimited or some. But there's no national gun or rifle lobby in Canada that I'm aware of at all. And I'm 62.
I think that needs to. Not that I'm going to get involved with it, but I think it would be a good thing if there was. Don't you, sir?
Well, I don't know. Being a Canadian, I'm pretty much of a pacifist, really. I think anybody who wants a long rifle, who doesn't have a criminal record and wants to go and apply and get one, can go and get one. If you want to get a handgun, you can go through the extra training for restricted weapons and jump through all the hoops necessary to go out and shoot your restricted weapon. But like you and I both know, no criminal is going to go through any of that. They're just going to buy a gun on the street and carry it. So, but I mean, the availability of guns isn't really restricted at all. If you're a criminal, you can buy one on the street, and if you're not a criminal, you can get one legally. So I don't know that anything really needs to, I don't think anything needs to change.
Well, it's a matter of perspective, I can tell. Your restrictions on handguns are about the same as American restrictions on machine guns.
Right.
And even I've worked with attorneys here in the States, criminal defense attorneys. Even they did not know that ordinary citizens could legally own as many machine guns or sawed-off shotguns as they choose to if they go through all the paperwork and pay the taxes and license and so forth. And it's burdensome. I've chosen to not own machine guns because of the burdensome restrictions and the outrageous prices because of the laws here in the States. But I could if I chose to.
I think that's what's going to make it very, very interesting, because in my personal opinion, I mean, the American economy, the global economy is on the verge of collapse. We know that anyway. There is so much unrest around the world, as Professor Jim was alluding to earlier, insurrection and all these uprisings are happening all over the place. China, Russia, and India are buying as much gold as possible because they're getting ready for after the collapse. And in my personal opinion, I think if it looks like Donald Trump is actually going to come out in the lead, or if Hillary is actually facing any criminal charges for anything at any point, I think Obama will declare martial law probably sometime in October, because if I remember correctly, I think it was President Bush that passed an executive order that said once a president declares martial law, nobody can question it for 6 months. Martial law is in effect for 6 months solid with no exceptions. And if he does that in October, that'll at least push back the election so that Hillary gets another run at it.
Well, that would be a very bizarre and dangerous thing to happen, and I have to agree with you. It certainly is a possibility. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't say what will happen, but both of us can agree that this is a possibility and could happen. The people you associate with, your friends, neighbors, and so forth, what are their thoughts about this silliness in our national elections here in the lower 48?
Well, unfortunately, I find that the people I do know, like most people, have their faces stuck in their iPhones and are absolutely clueless, and they're going to get blindsided. Living in the middle of the boreal forest, I'm happy to say I don't have to associate with a lot of people. We have 140 families over 150 square miles, so it's not a dense population area. And I got 80 acres of bush with a creek running through the North 40 and a 50 by 100-foot vegetable garden, and I can't see my neighbor from my front window. So I kind of like it up here, and I just don't have to. I find, honestly, except for you and your listeners and discussions like this, I find most people are actually too stupid to talk to.
That's a sad commentary, but I'm sure it's accurate. Well, tell us, Cliff, we always hear these stories about how brutal the winters are. How brutal are the winters where you reside, sir?
It's not unusual to get minus 40 degrees in the winter when it gets cold out here. They shut the school buses down when it gets to minus 40 because the kids will freeze to death too quickly if the bus breaks down. And diesel fuel has a tendency to gel up at about minus 40, even if you put conditioner in. So they kind of slow things down when we hit minus 40. But fortunately, that's only a few days out of the winter. Today we've got a humidex of 39 Celsius. I don't know, I'm sure that's probably close to 100 Fahrenheit. And I mean, the corn's loving the heat units in the garden, so we get short summers. There's a joke up here. People go sledding for 8 months of the year, and the other 4 months they talk about sledding. And sledding being snowmobiling, right?
Snowmobiling.
Mm-hmm.
Is there much of an issue with mosquitoes in your area?
Oh, my God, yes. I hate them. I got one of these little zapper units that I spend all day charging and all night zapping. It's just, they're good. And the black flies are absolutely wicked. They take a chunk out of you. They're like those no-see-ums down in the cells. They just take a chunk out of your skin. But I have to say, the black flies are extremely good for pollinating the blueberries, and we're going to get a bumper crop of wild blueberries that grow in the sand pit across the road from my house.
It's rather disgusting to think about it, but I understand the Native Americans in your area use a smear bear grease all over themselves as a way to mitigate the flies and mosquitoes.
Yep, absolutely. These Native Americans, I've gotten to know a few of them. I'm very close to a res up here, and I actually grew up in southern Ontario close to a res, and I've made friends with a lot of Natives, and man, they got some pretty amazing stuff from their past, like chaga tea. Have you heard of chaga? C-H-A-G-A?
I have not. Sounds good.
It's a fungus that grows on a birch tree, and you crush it up and make tea out of it, and it cures just about anything. I'm surprised nobody on your station is selling chaga yet. Do some research on it. It's a huge market.
Send me an email, Cliff. Give me some details on that. That's great.
Listen, I'm sure you have other callers. I'm not going to dominate your whole day, my friend.
Cliff, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Don't be a stranger, sir.
It's been a genuine pleasure.
Our last break.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Our last break. Be right back.
We'll be right back. Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Aaron Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th day of July. The Republican convention begins this coming Monday, the 18th day of July, in Cleveland. We've got national protests scheduled this coming Friday, the 15th day of July, including my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, at 6 p.m. at the Gateway Arch, which, by the way, is federal property. I'm not going to be anywhere near there myself. I would suggest that people avoid these areas where these protests will be taking place all over the United States. I think that would be a good thing to do, is avoid those places. It should be pretty easy to get the list of the protests. It's serious stuff. The possibility of different groups wanting to take advantage of these protests, the communists, the jihadists, La Raza, Black Lives Matter, are just a lone nut job who basically has a disconnect with reality. Seriously, you don't want to be anywhere near these things. You really don't. If you happen to have employment or residence near those areas, I think you just might want to avoid them. Now, here's the list of cities. I'll just go through them here. Phoenix, Tucson, Little Rock, San Francisco, Oakland, California, Los Angeles, Denver, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Tampa, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Miami, Florida, Chicago, Des Moines, Iowa, New Orleans, Baltimore, Boston, Detroit, Lansing, Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Louis, Carson City, Nevada, Manhattan, New York, Newark, New Jersey, Durham, North Carolina, Columbus, Ohio, Cleveland, Portland, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Nashville, Memphis, Austin, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, Seattle, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A lot of cities. Good places to avoid. I would not get within several blocks. I would not get within a mile of those areas this coming Friday. Looks like the majority of them are late afternoon, beginning anywhere from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Let's see, I thought I saw an 8 p.m. 4 to 7 p.m. Local time at these different events. 4 to 7 p.m. local time at the various events. Yes. Good thing to do. Stay away from those events. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we got our usual interesting lineup here on Republic Broadcasting, so stay tuned for some great listening, great information and entertainment on Republic Broadcasting. Look forward to the new things at Republic Broadcasting with the availability of these new platforms. We're working to get reach out to everybody on their smartphones. That's what we're looking for. The archives are fixed. They're up and running and ready to go. You listen to the archives anytime that you choose. How about that? Dr. Deagle comes up at noon. Later in the day, we've got Michael Rivera, John Statmiller. I'm working on getting one or two new hosts on here myself, a couple of great guys that we'd like to see get some shows on Republic Broadcasting. Keep your situational awareness. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.